Good afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies prevailing across interior New York and New England at this hour, and it looks like some hazy sunshine will break through from time to time. This will allow the temperatures to reach into the upper 70s to lower 80s for afternoon highs. A stalled out weather pattern is in place and a stationary front is overhead across the region. This front is promoting the clouds and widely scattered showers and heavier downpours that we saw over the last 24 to 36 hours. There are even a couple of thunderstorms rolling through from time to time with heavy rain, and more of the same is in the forecast today. With the already saturated ground, flood watches have been issued for the entire region, and any locally heavy downpours could produce localized flash flooding right on through the evening. Overnight tonight, we'll continue with at least the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, with temperatures dropping back to around 70. Another muggy start to the day tomorrow, a little bit more in the way of hazy sunshine and clouds, and a little bit longer in terms of stretches of dry weather, but scattered showers and thunderstorms with heavy downpours are still possible through the afternoon, with highs reaching into the lower and middle 80s. More of the same for Independence Day on Thursday, although at this point we'll start to see a strong ridge of high pressure back into the region from the Atlantic Ocean. This will keep the stretches of drier weather longer and make the scattered showers and thunderstorms less numerous during the course of the day, and temperatures will reach back up into the middle and upper 80s. Still the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday, but with that ridge of high pressure taking over, we'll have more in the way of hazy sunshine and humidity, with highs again in the upper 80s. We'll finally see a couple of dry days by the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Hazy, hot, and humid for both Sunday and Monday, with highs approaching 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive upper ridge will stay locked in over the western United States, and a building ridge in the western Atlantic continues to push a deep upper trough back westward over the eastern half of the country. Underneath the ridge in the west, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect, where daytime temperatures will yet again soar past the century mark and overnight lows will struggle to drop into the 70s and 80s. This not only includes much of the Southwest and Great Basin, but triple-digit readings will also be possible within the valleys of the Northwest, Intermountain West, and Northern Rockies. A cold front trying to press southeastward through the Pacific Northwest this evening should bring some relief from the heat, but the temperatures across the rest of the western U.S. will remain well above normal through the middle of the week. The last 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 127 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 98 set in 1966, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy at times, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today. The rain could be heavy in bursts with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with heavier bursts of rain possible and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with bursts of heavier rain at times and highs in the mid to lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today. A burst of heavier rain possible here and there with highs right around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, some hazy sunshine, plenty of clouds, still humid with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. Hazy sun mixed with some clouds, still humid on Thursday for the 4th of July, and the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms in the middle to upper 80s. Hazy, very warm, humid, a scattered thunderstorm Friday and Saturday, middle to upper 80s, and hazy, hot, and humid Sunday and Monday, with highs both days near 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.